happened. But yeah,
it's Ybor City, right?
Yeah, it was in Ybor City. You were sitting there eating a piece of fucking piece of pizza.
And oh, we were in the back corner just fucking chopping it up, having a fucking blast, man. This is the main thing, like, the people who, like, this new generation, see, they think all of this shit is cheap. They think all the trolling, the DOS, the this, the that. It's like, but it won't be so funny when you wind up in China, right? You wind up in a full socialist state. See, everyone thinks this shit is cool until it's not.
Now, I got a question for you, Drexen. This is more to the whole ring. Don't we kind of have at least a little bit of responsibility to kind of curate these people to, like, kind of show them the way? It's like, no. You're still, this isn't the way to act. It's to not just get mad at them and, like, throw them out and stuff like that. Mentally, maturity-wise, like, some of us have gotten better opportunities to mature than others. Didn't we take some semblance of responsibility for some of these people, kind of, like a tarred wrangler?
Well, you know, the problem is, though, be honest with yourself. It's kind of like a hoe, right? Everybody in this server has met a hoe. If you're trying to tell a hoe not to be a hoe, or tell a simp not to be a simp, they're not going to be like, you're right, bro. You show me the path. No, they're like,
I have to buy a Belle Delphine's used bath water. She's a queen.
You can't convince them otherwise.
I wanna respectfully disagree with that. Like, I feel you, believe me, I know it's lost causes, I know what you're talking about. But I'm a curator, I'm an educator by nature. Like, I like to, like, try to, like, at least trim the hedge and try to get that plant or that, get, you know, push that horse towards water. Like, I know I can't make them drink and, you know, eventually, you know, sometimes you just gotta walk away and be like, yeah, you're a lost cause. But, like, on the initial outset is what I'm really talking about.
The only way people are going to change for their actions on the internet is to be exposed publicly and other people know about face-to-face that's close to them. And it's the only way they're going to change, because obviously they're doing this stuff because they're hiding it on the internet so they can act out, but in real life they don't dare do that.
They wouldn't do shit. All the people who have ever threatened me, and that's why I don't like anonymity, because remember, the era you grew up in has a profound impact on how you see certain behavior, right? So when someone says, when someone starts threatening you, or I'm going to do this, I'm like, oh, really? Let's do it then. Well, I'm going to do this. See, then they move the goalposts.
I already told you I
did. These guys are never going to fucking fight. Most of the dealers on the internet,
I already fucking told you.
Most of the guys on the internet, you know who they are? These are guys who have been bullied, right? They've never been in a fight, they got bullied. There's a difference between me and this other guy squared up. Do you know why I say that, though? So, Ivan, do you remember how many people became friends after they fought? Because they respected each other, right?
That's only guys, not women.
Well, I mean, I'm referring to guys. But when guys, because here's what happens, guys respect each other for squaring up. It's like, hey, we had these differences, we squared up. You know what, bro? I respect that. It's like, you can actually become cool, because it's like, man, that was some fuck shit. Whatever, man. Let's chill out. Understand is that, like, and even to the gal's point, who's that? that particularly that crazy old lady. One thing I've always said about the term never is that the term never is basically never anything I could see right now. I mean, when someone says, I would never see myself doing X, right? But most people say that. Me, you, the next person, you.
Never is a long time. Never is a long time.
It's a long time because you can get put in a situation. Like think about it. You've heard people say, I would never kill. I would never. And all of a sudden you get put in something insane. Is it? You and I were in chat. Now watch this. Yep. Let's just say you said, I would never shoot someone, or I would never stab someone. And you were in Tampa with me at Divorce City. And a dude pulls out a fucking knife, right? And you gotta defend yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, now all of a sudden you're in a fight or flight situation, right? You may have to take a life. So saying never, you're like, well, yeah, never in normal circumstances. You see what I'm saying?
In an ideal world where we have complete control over the situation, yes. And that's what that, but unfortunately, that's what the internet kind of affords us. And for the anonymity, remember the anonymity is the thing. Like, they don't have a consequence of not having to get into that fight or flight, really. Like, I'm not about the anonymity. My icon is my face. That's me. Hello.
Yep. Drex, you're black. Okay. Don't you have a gun everywhere you go?
Yeah, right.
Kind of fucking black man, are you?
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Wrong answer. I think like there's got to be a kind of a digital square up, as it were. I think that. See, I don't even know what the real point was. Like I gave it fuller than this, but I'm assuming somebody's fucking around. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the tired old groomer talk, right? Oh, Drex is a groomer, so I addressed it. He's like, I got to the live chat with Preston, right? I didn't sit here and start texting. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll be in live chat.
Here's the proper response to that. Full story, bro.
Yeah.
Full story, bro.
And you know what's funny? The people who say all that shit, they know it's not true. They just want to get a reaction, right? They know it's not true.
They're what we would call fire starters. Is I see something, and it's like you do this. You've seen this everywhere you've gone in life. Is anytime like someone's like, can you believe that this is happening? Oh, you're a fucking fire starter. Why are you starting fires? There's nothing wrong here. How about, like, unless you see a fucking fire, you don't need a street fire. You need these fucking fires are chill the fuck out, enjoy life. There's funnier shit, there's stupider shit to laugh about, and there's actual problems to like, look at. Like, you don't
need to be like, I'm having a good time.
Some people just like to watch shit burn.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
people like to get up in a bar and watch all the drama.
Listen, if you need the drama, I'm all there watching the drama, it's funny and shit, but you guys don't need to push the drama. Like, it's like, oh, well, I mean, let's be real. There are people that like to do it.
No big deal.
No, I know that. I know that. And that's what I'm saying. These are fire starters. Like, imagine, again, if there's somebody...
The more drama, the more fucking views Elf gets, so I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I'm not saying there's never a financial push for it or anything like that, but I'm sure there's a few people out there who, you know, probably just need to chill the fuck out.
Definitely agree on that.
I mean, that's the internet, though.
Well, the only kind of people that I can think of that really need to chill out are like the Ethan Ralphs of the world, but otherwise, like some fucking
Ethan Ralphs
or on a Discord. Yeah, exactly. On a Discord is like.
Yeah, you know the problem with Ethan Ralph.
Grown ass man. Another grown ass man. What are we doing?
Well, the problem with Ethan Ralph is that he's the kind of dude that his actions can actually get him fucking killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for the end of his story arc. It's like, Nick has talked about this. He goes, I feel sad. I feel bad. I want him to get help. Because, I saw that video of him getting, punched in the face in some foreign country. Or something.
Beat down in Lisbon.
For the second time.
Ethan is a sad, sad person.
See, wait, right there. See, right there. That's what I'm saying about him. You guys are like, he's a sad, sad person. But there is some sense of compassion that you guys have to. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, do we not have, some sort of...
Okay, here's
my
the
point,
thing.
My point is, let's be better bridge builders. Like, he burns the bridge. All right, cool. Well, you know, if you don't, if there's nobody in your, I'm sure you've all had some sort of experience where somebody in your life has come by and, like, trying to fix a relationship that you had with someone.
Yep.
You can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. Like, out of your, like, talking about your wall right now.
There's a difference between not wanting to be helped and not seeing a way out.
My adopted child's father is like Ethan, and he has burned everything down where his kids have nothing to do with him now. I've tried to help him, and he still burned down the bridges with his kids.
No, I understand. I fully understand. Like, I'm being idealistic sometimes, but, you know, I always try to push that little bit of compassion out because you never know whose day he's going to help out. Even if I say,
hey, you're dumb 600 times, I'm still going to try it 600 times. You got to treat him like an alcoholic or a drug addict. They got to hit rock bottom, and then won't have to change themselves. Not a single one of us can do anything for them.
The issue is fucking rock bottom.
Like, it was Ethan Ralph, I take the accelerationist position. Like, I just want maximum tragedy before their ultimate design. Demise because, like,
if he can't learn from his actions, he can't change.
No, he will never change. He's just going to continue getting worse and worse and worse. Like, he's never gonna realize, you know, the error of his ways and correct his path. Nothing's gonna make him do that. The loss of a child in her, you know, has already not done that. Like, he has no contact with his fucking son at all. I think Andy Worski has met his son more times than he has.
It's sad, though.
Maybe when you have Yes Men around.
Yeah. It's sad.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta have somebody around you that can... It's not being... Now, yes, there are Yes Men, but that's a big issue. It's having people that can help.
That's all he allows. Echo chamber. I mean, he was friends with Nick before Nick laughed at him farting on stream, and then it was this fuck Chaster lawyer, and Ethan Ralph exposed his fucking lawyer-client relationship with Nick in the process.
Yeah, that's right.
He does it to himself. It's sad. The reason I say he's sad is because he can't see that he's destroying himself.
He's truly oblivious.
I think he probably sees it. I think he's just
trying to
admit it.
Or that. Either way, you're gonna wind up the same outcome. Whether he's self-aware or not, his self-destruction is the same outcome. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's gonna end up with the same outcome. Dude, I don't like seeing that. I look at someone eat their own, I'm like, this is a sad dude. But you know, this guy has no real friends. He has no real friends.
And as much as you might not think about it, some of you might forget about it. He is still a people.
I guess. I mean, I honestly hope he's healthy. Really, really like that. It's a sad thing to see. You see somebody just adding.